I'm Dr. Nasima Brahimi, and welcome to Becoming My Stronger Me, a podcast designed to help you become stronger in mind, body, and heart. In season two, the Mental Performance series, we'll explore the intricate relationship between mental performance, sports excellence, leadership, and personal growth to help you become your stronger you. Welcome to another episode in the Mental Performance series. Today, we're diving into a topic that's often overlooked, but critical for athletes and anyone recovering from injury: mental performance during injury recovery, return to play, or return to life's activities. In the world of sports and in life in general, injuries are an unfortunate reality. We don't always acknowledge the mental toll that comes with injury recovery. Research suggests that the psychological impact of injuries can be just as significant as its physical effects. Understanding the mental aspects of injury recovery is crucial for navigating this challenging process effectively. Despite their best efforts, people may face a range of challenges to their mental well-being during injury recovery, from feelings of frustration and impatience to fears of re-injury and uncertainty about returning to competition. The mental hurdles can be daunting. It's essential to acknowledge these feelings as valid and harness their power to address the challenges head on. Seeking support from coaches, teammates, family, friends, or mental performance professionals when needed, of course. Building and maintaining a productive mindset during injury recovery requires resilience, patience, and determination. Athletes, and anyone really recovering from injury, can cultivate this productive mindset by setting realistic goals, focusing on the rehabilitation process, and maintaining a positive outlook despite the setbacks that they may face. Strategies such as visualization, positive self-talk, and goal setting can help anyone recovering from injury stay motivated and focused on this recovery journey. Fortunately, there are several tips and strategies athletes and anyone can employ to maximize their mental performance during injury recovery and return to play or return to life. These include staying present focused. Instead of dwelling on the past or worrying about the future, focus on the things you can do in the present moment and the tasks at hand. For example, during physical therapy sessions, focus on the movements you can do and you can work on. Focus on each exercise and movement, paying attention to form and technique in the instructions rather than worrying about the length of time that the recovery process may take. In addition to staying fully present in the recovery process, it's important to maintain a positive mindset. Be intentional about cultivating optimism and gratitude. Focus on the progress you've made rather than dwelling on the things that you can't yet do. For example, instead of dwelling on the fact that you're unable to compete, focus on the progress you make during your rehab, such as increasing your range of motion or your decreased pain levels. Dr. Josh Funk, the founder and CEO of Rehab to Perform, talks more about this in my conversation with him in a previous episode. During the recovery process, it's also important to seek support. Don't hesitate to lean on your support network, coaches, teammates, friends, family. Lean on them for their encouragement and guidance. Not only can they help you take your mind off the injury, but they can be there for you in the process. In the Power of Visualization episode, I share the value that this technique can bring to elevating your performance in practice and in competition. You can also use visualization techniques to imagine yourself returning to play stronger and more resilient than before. For example, close your eyes and visualize yourself back on the field, back on the court, doing your normal life activities, moving fluidly and confidently, scoring goals, making key plays. Picture yourself celebrating with your teammates and feeling that sense of accomplishment. In addition to staying present focused, maintaining a positive mindset, seeking support, and practicing visualization, it's critical to set achievable, process-oriented goals for your recovery journey, breaking them down into smaller milestones to be able to track your progress. For example, set a goal to increase your strength or increase your speed by a certain percentage within a specific time frame, and then break this goal down into the smaller actionable steps that you need to take, such as completing a certain number of reps or increasing resistance on a particular exercise each week, as opposed to setting an exact date to return to regular activities. Lastly, and perhaps most importantly, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Practice that self-compassion and recognize that setbacks are a natural part of the recovery process. Instead of berating yourself for setbacks or limitations, practice that self-compassion by acknowledging the challenges you're facing and then treating yourself with kindness and understanding that you might give a stranger faced with the same situation. Remind yourself that healing takes time. And again, setbacks are a natural part of that process with lots of growth opportunities for you along the way. As we conclude today's episode, I want to leave you with one final thought. Injury recovery is not just about physical rehabilitation. It's also about mental resilience and strength. By adopting a productive mindset, by seeking support, employing effective mental performance strategies such as visualization, athletes and anyone navigating an injury can navigate injury recovery with grace and return to play or return to life stronger than before. Remember, the mind is a powerful tool, and with the right mindset and support, you can overcome any obstacle and achieve your goals. Until next time, stay resilient, stay focused, and keep striving to become your stronger you. Until next time, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, join our Facebook group, send in your stories and feedback, and if you're looking for a mental performance coach or want more information, go to www.becomingmystrongerme.com. I can't wait to hear from you.